We actually did a test where on our welcome islands, we put personnel that would welcome people, and we did an A-B test to test what happens when there is no greeter on the welcome island versus when there is a greeter. And the test found that there was no advantage to having greeters. It didn't make sense to us, but the data was clear. Now, that doesn't mean that mentors and greeters in all kinds of contexts can't have incredible value. And there's obviously many, many regions in Second Life that do a lot of work to welcome people, to help people, to mentor people. It's absolutely great. But when we try to sort of see if we could get better conversion rate of people coming into Second Life and retain better by having greeters on our welcome areas, it did not make sense. It's fascinating to do A-B tests. Sometimes what it's obviously is going to be better will surprise you and doesn't work out. Another one of those tests we did was see what happens if people can come to a web page that they are automatically in Second Life. They don't have to download a viewer. And we did that by streaming Second Life from the servers. And we gave them an hour, which we figured like the conversion of not having to download the viewer and then sign into just make that, you know, smoother so they can familiarize themselves with Second Life before they have to make the commitment of either subscribing for the cloud viewer or whatever you want to call it that would stream it to your browser, or now download a viewer to continue for free. That didn't perform better either than just basically telling people to download the viewer. We went around and around because we didn't believe the results of that, but that's what the data told us. So sometimes what seems obvious is not obvious, and one can always second guess the way we tested and did we try this and try that. We've tried lots of things that we thought would make things better and it didn't. We've also tried lots of things that would make things better and they did, and so we kept them. But it's impossible to bat 1,000 even when it seems absolutely obvious. Yeah, this was done quite a while ago, so it was the general welcome island. So maybe it does make a difference if it's sort of to have a vampire greeter on the vampire welcome island. Maybe that would make a difference, and maybe it's worth testing something like that in the future. But a generic greeter on a generic welcome island did not improve the metrics. And that test was from a couple of years ago or something. Since then, we've improved the welcome island and the learning island, and which have actually had positive impact. But you get to a point where you have to validate things with data, because if you just go based on gut, you'll be wrong sometimes. Yeah, I think even those are being tested. How do the specialized areas perform versus the generic ones? I don't know that we have one out there yet, but it's probably too early too in that we don't have enough data to have it be statistically relevant just yet. So I'm still waiting to hear some outcomes from those tests. But last I heard, it wasn't obvious that they were winning either. So keep trying and keep trying.